So good. That's Baby's Back from Arahi. We're very lucky to be joined by Arahi himself in the studio. Morena.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. Thanks.
We meet good. Again.
Once more.
You've got a new track out today called My Tawhiti. It's featuring Anna Coddington. She's like a pretty big deal these days.
Anna is a big deal. Yeah.
Well, how did that collaboration, that relationship sort of start?
I don't know. I just asked you, but I don't actually know. I didn't think to remember the time when we met, but I don't actually know when it was.
Oh, okay. You've been friends for a while?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really. But in the last year or so, we've, I don't know, been at the same places or something.
Yeah.
But, I just, asked her, which was maybe rather ambitious of me, but she was super into it.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. Your voices sound beautiful together. Was it like you wrote the song together, or was it like you wrote the song and then you were like, I want to get Anna on it?
Yeah, I just had this tune, and I showed her, and I was like, man, I have this song that would be great if it had you singing on it, and also because it's a like the story kind of reflects a male and female singing mm-hmm. together. So
yeah, the story and the kupa rooted in a story of your tipuna, right?
Yeah, so it's like it's sort of I'm Ngāti Kounganu and Rungu Mai Wahine Iwi, and the story is like Kounganu comes down to the East Coast because he like hears of this amazing woman who's like knockout, like
mm-hmm. 10 out of 10,
yeah. Completely like fiercest thing ever, beautiful, whatever. Anyway, he travels down there to see what this is all about, and then he sees her. He's like, oh my god, I have to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's married. She has a husband.
Oh yeah.
Bummer, but
it happens.
It happens.
That's
and,
no good.
And he's like, that's fine.
Like no problem.
Workarounds maybe. And so he does all these. I'm probably telling like the most bastardized version right now, but he does all these tricks to like impress her, and her people.
Yeah.
And then I think he takes her husband out on the boat. Fishing or something, and but he knows that he can't swim. Her husband can't swim.
No.
Look,
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, anyway,
drama.
Anyway, it's like a Home and Away episode or something. Yeah. It's like
it's great.
The version that I read online was like to impress her, he went diving and he caught enough power to feed her whole like hapu.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, listen, ladies out there, like if that man is not feeding your entire neighborhood, then like don't settle.
Wow, the
bring back big romantic gestures is what I'm
yeah,
saying
that, yeah, that's so actually nice. Yeah, a more romantic way of putting it, but yeah, eventually
I didn't know about the killing her husband though. That's
her husband funny. Dies, yeah,
okay,
and then he's like, well, what's stopping you now?
Job opening,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry about your loss.
Sorry for your loss, but
I have somebody else in mind. Wow, what a great story. Yeah. This is so cool. And you're not new to incorporating te reo Māori and te ao Māori into your songs. You've got Te Toko Toru as well.
Yeah, I'm new to bilingual.
Okay.
I sort of had a thing of like, oh, I don't really want to do... I want to do one or the other.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why, but...
What was it that shifted for you with this song then?
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe worlds colliding. Because I'm doing so much of my solo stuff at the same time as doing so much of Tokutoru stuff, and then sort of that. Usually, it's quite separate worlds for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why. And then in the last year or so, it's been like they just sort of. That's like this sort of cool magic place where you can just be, like you don't have to be that guy in that situation. And that guy in that situation, you know, you can just be like
both
at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of maybe a good explanation.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you find that the creative process feels different when you are writing in te reo Māori?
Not really for songwriting or creative writing, because you're working in like expanded metaphors or whatever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In English. Because when I write songs, sort of. But when you're just speaking Māori, that carries over and you're still in that creative kind of poetic world.
Mm.
So that's probably the difference. But no, not when writing music for me.
Cool.
Didn't seem that way.
And it feels, I mean, this is the first one of your solo tracks that you've got a feature on, but collaboration is such a huge part of your musical world and lots of different projects, and you've been working with Joel Mulholland as your producer for a wee while now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since We've Seen Better Days, which is like feels like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all these tunes like Baby's Back, and a lot of it's just me and Joel,
mm-hmm.
like just in a studio kind of making it happen, I guess. But because we, it's kind of not helpful because we both play a lot of instruments, but mm-hmm. they're the same instruments, so it's like it's not really much crossover there, but between us, we seem to get the songs done.
Mm. Cool. This new track, My Tawhiti, definitely feels like you're really leaning into the like classic rock sort of direction sonically.
Yeah.
Is that how it feels for you?
Did you just drop something?
Yeah, I just dropped my phone. Sorry, gang.
I've lost it now. I can't carry on.
Miller.
I can't go on.
You ruined it. The new track, My Tawhiti, feels like it's leaning into the classic rock sound sonically, which is quite different from the previous singles. Is that where we're heading? Can we talk about this album?
Yeah, So there's an album, and it's like the world's longest rollout of singles, I guess. But it's coming, and it's in October. But I guess at some point along the way, I decided to lean into the, like, guitar is my first instrument,
mm-hmm.
and guitar-based songs is sort of what I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think I've been trying to, like, navigate my way around that when writing, but then I just was like, man, I'm just going to lean into it, I guess.
Just go full rock star.
Well, I don't know about that.
And, I mean, with a story and a narrative that's so sort of, like, epic as this track, it does feel like the instrumental elements are, like, very sort of cinematic and grand.
Yeah.
Was that definitely the goal with this, to, like, match that energy?
Yeah, to push the like, it soars, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the cinematic thing, I try to get going in all of the songs, really. Because I always like seeing it
mm-hmm.
before hearing it.
Yep.
Sort of, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. World building sort of stuff.
Yeah, or like where is this, like when you're writing, like kind of starting off and then being like, okay, where is this? I don't know if that makes sense. But.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. We've also got a video that we've just found out is out today.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's sort of like a beautiful like montage of the studio behind the scenes.
Yeah,
vibes.
Yeah. So that came out this morning with the song, and it's got everyone in it from when we recorded a live version at Roundhead. So I think in about a week we'll release the live version with the band and stuff.
Beautiful. How exciting! More things to look forward to. You're playing The Others Way on November 29th.
Yep.
And then I'm imagining there'll be some more shows coming.
Yeah, we're going to put some shows around The Others Way across the country. It'll actually probably, leading into Others Way. So Others Way is our big
moment
for album release time. Yeah.
Epic. So cool. I think we should listen to this new track.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. I think it's
so quiet over there.
I have been really quiet. I'm just dropping my phone, you know.
Yeah.
I came to just cause chaos, really.
Okay, sure.
Sorry, Rahi.
That's okay.
I think it's a really perfect example of, like, you know, you took a shot and was like, Anna, come on this track with me. And she has, which is just so cool. It's a good example of just putting yourself out on a limb.
Yeah, I mean, not only did she just say yeah, I mean, she was super, super open with her time and her, you know, her put heaps of effort into knowing the song, learning the song, and being in the video, and you know that's kind of a big deal for a musician, but then also for someone that has a huge life other than
music. Silver Scroll winner,
family and other things, you know.
Head out.
Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks for coming up.
I want to listen.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
great.
Cool. This is My Tawhiti from Arahi featuring Anna Coddington. You're on BFM Breakfast.
She stands as the finest in all the land. Just another trick.
Don't let me see.